contains adult content, which could include sexual behaviour or exploitation, misuse of alcohol, smoking, illegal drugs, violence, and dangerous behaviour. This book includes content that may be distressing to readers, including abusive or discriminatory treatment of individuals, groups, religions, or communities. Chapter 1. Better Than Nothing. Hearing her sister come back from work, Eilish Lacey put down her books and went into the hall. Rose was standing in front of the mirror. "You look lovely, Rose," their mother said, coming out of the kitchen.
"I'm going straight out to play golf, so I've no time to eat," Rose said.
"I'll make a special tea for you later," her mother said.
Rose opened the new handbag that she had bought in Dublin in the sales.
"You might want to go to the cinema this evening, so here's a shilling," she said to Eilish.
"What about me?"
her mother asked.
"Eilish will tell you the story when she gets home," Rose said, laughing.
All three were still laughing as they heard a car stop outside the door. Rose picked up her golf bag and was gone. It was a beautiful summer evening, and she would not be back till late. Soon after, there was a knock on the door. Eilish answered it and recognised the girl from Kelly's food shop.
"Miss Kelly wants to see you," the girl said.
"Me? Why?"
Eilish asked.
"I don't know," the girl said impatiently. "Shall I go back and ask her?"
"No, but are you sure that the message is for me?" Eilish said.
"I am. Miss Kelly wants you to come to the shop this evening."
After she had changed her dress and put on a cardigan, Eilish left the house and walked through Enniscorthy to Miss Kelly's shop near the church. The shop was closed, so Eilish knocked on the side door where Miss Kelly lived. The girl from earlier came and told Eilish to wait in the hall. Eilish knew Miss Kelly's shop, but she had never been inside. Her mother did not go there because it was too expensive. And Eilish believed that her mother did not like Miss Kelly, although she did not know why. Miss Kelly came slowly down the stairs.
"Now,"
Miss Kelly said. Then she said it again, but she did not smile. Eilish did not know what to say. Miss Kelly was looking her up and down.
"I hear that you're studying bookkeeping and are good with numbers, but you don't have a job,"
Miss Kelly said.
"Is that right?"
Eilish said.
"Oh, yes. The whole town comes into the shop, and I hear everything about everyone," Miss Kelly said.
"I just need someone on Sundays, because we're the only shop open, and we get very busy. I have Mary, but she's so slow, and I need someone quick. You'll be paid 7 shillings and 6 pence. You can come in tomorrow to learn the prices and how everything works."
Eilish wanted to think of something clever to say to Miss Kelly without being rude.
"Well,"
Miss Kelly said. Eilish realised that she had to accept. It was better than nothing, although Rose would probably think that working in a shop was not good enough for her little sister. Rose was 30 now, and most of her friends were married women with children. Eilish was proud of her beautiful sister, who worked in an office and paid most of the family's bills now that their brothers had all gone to work in England. On her way home, Eilish stopped at the house of her best friend, Nancy Byrne.
"I danced 4 dances with George Sheridan on Sunday, and then he walked me home,"
Nancy whispered excitedly.
"I know that you don't like the men there, Eilish, but please come to the dance with me next Sunday. Annette can't come."
"Miss Kelly has just given me a job working in her shop on Sundays," Eilish said, "so I might be too tired."
"You're not going to take the job, are you?"
Nancy said.
"I am,"
It's better than no job, Eilish said.
During the next 2 days, Miss Kelly showed Eilish everything in the shop. Miss Kelly wanted her to remember all the prices and would not let her write anything down. When customers came into the shop, Miss Kelly acted differently with each person. With some customers, she made her mouth small and looked impatient. But there were a few customers that she called by name. She smiled at them and gave them all the best things.
You'll have to be up early on Sundays now and go to 7 o'clock Mass, Miss Kelly told Eilish. And you'll have to buy yourself a good shop coat.
On Sunday morning, Eilish left the house before breakfast and walked through the quiet streets to the church. After Mass, she did not wait for Miss Kelly and Mary to come out of the church, but went straight to the shop to wait for them there. Miss Kelly did not smile or say anything when she arrived at the shop. She unlocked the door silently and turned on the lights. Eilish put on her new shop coat and waited. Perhaps they would have their breakfast before the customers arrived. But Miss Kelly and Mary had nothing to eat or drink. At first, the shop was very quiet. But straight after the 9 o'clock Mass, a crowd came in. From that moment until they closed at 1 o'clock, the shop was full of customers. Miss Kelly was always by Eilish's shoulder, checking every price. Sometimes, she called to someone she recognised to come to the front and be served first. This made the other customers angry, but Miss Kelly did not care. After working all morning with nothing to eat or drink, Eilish was extremely hungry. When she got home for lunch, Eilish enjoyed telling her mother and Rose about her morning and the awful Miss Kelly. She copied Miss Kelly's voice and made her mother and sister laugh. It was like the time when Jack, the youngest of her brothers, was at home. They all used to laugh like that. Then, Jack had followed their other brothers to England. That evening, Eilish called at Nancy's house so they could go to the dance hall together. Nancy's hair was lovely, and she looked very pretty in her best summer dress.
I'm not going to look at George Sheridan. He might not even be there, Nancy said. And I'm not dancing with anyone else because he might come in and see me. If we see anyone coming over to ask us to dance, we'll stand up and go to the toilets, all right?
Eilish was not surprised that Nancy was so nervous. Her last boyfriend had come to the dance hall a year ago with another girl and had not spoken to Nancy all evening. Then he went away to England. George Sheridan was not only handsome, but his parents owned a shop in Market Square, which one day would be George's. When Nancy and Eilish went into the dance hall, there were only a few couples there. They stood by the wall, watching the couples dancing, and waited. More people arrived, but no one asked them to dance. Suddenly, Eilish knew from Nancy's face that she had seen George. Eilish looked over at the bar and saw him there with his friends. He walked across the hall towards them and asked Nancy to dance. Eilish watched them for a while and then looked at the ground. Perhaps she could go home soon if Nancy and George danced again. But after that first dance, they both came back and took Eilish to the bar for a lemonade. One of George's friends was there, dressed in an expensive jacket and a smart white shirt.
This is Jim Farrell, George said.
But Jim only nodded at Eilish and Nancy without speaking or shaking hands. They all stood holding their drinks and Eilish looked at the ground, wanting to escape. Before asking Nancy to dance again and leading her away, George gave Jim a look. Eilish and Jim were standing alone together at the bar. Eilish decided that if Jim asked her to dance, she would accept, to be polite to George's friend.
but Jim just stared rudely around the hall without looking at her and did not ask her. So, at the end of the next dance, when she saw that Nancy was staying with George, Eilish went to whisper goodbye and left the hall quietly. Although Miss Kelly paid Eilish only 7 shillings and 6 pence for working on Sundays, she often sent Mary to get her at other times in the week. She kept Eilish at work for hours, paid her 2 shillings, and gave her yesterday's bread to take home.
"Does Miss Kelly think that we're very poor?" complained her mother. "Rose will be very cross. Let's hope that you can get a better job soon. That's what I'm praying for."
One day, Rose told them that she had invited a priest to have tea with them the next day. His name was Father Flood, and he was home from America on holiday. Their mother was nervous about what to give a priest from America to eat for his tea, but Father Flood was very nice. He knew about Eilish's job at Miss Kelly's and was shocked how little she was paid.
"In Brooklyn, where I live, there would be plenty of work for someone like you, and with good pay," he said.
"It's very far away, though," her mother said.
"Parts of Brooklyn are just like Ireland," Father Flood replied, "full of Irish."
Rose was strangely silent. Eilish looked at her sister and suddenly realised that Rose had already spoken to Father Flood about Eilish going to America. Was it because she had complained about Miss Kelly? Now she was sorry that she had told Rose and her mother so much. She had only done it to make them laugh. Eilish had never thought about going to America. She knew lots of people who went to England and came home for Christmas or in the summer, but not to America. That was a week's journey away on a ship.